show. Is it a sandwich? If I called a hot dog a sandwich, do you think that you'd be fine with it? If not, then why? Let's bust this wide. Mary, Carrie, Kelly, Matt, oh my, is a sandwich? Well, let's decide.
Hey folks, I'm your producer, Matt, and there's nothing corny about this episode. We're gonna pop off for a Cracker Jack episode. It's time to tune in to Order Up.
Ding, ding, ding. Yay. We made it to the end of this adventure of this new season. Hey, everybody, it's Kelly Zimnikas, your friend, your pal. We are wrapping up season number 7 of Butter or No Butter. Matt, Carrie, Mary, how many votes do you think this episode will yield?
342.
Any guesses, Mary?
I don't do math. I don't know.
Is this Price is Right rules?
We can go Price is Right rules. Closest to it within a dollar.
Okay, then I change my answer. 1.
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe, or maybe I should not have been surprised how split people would be in like how they, like Matt, like you do the layering and how people are kind of like a bit of this, a bit of that. So who knows? Our guest today may give us 17 reasons as to how they do their popcorn. We're about to find out. But as we do, we start off each episode with some tasty treats in terms of facts. So Matt, what do you have for us to snack on today?
Well, 9 out of 10 dentists may recommend Crest toothpaste, but they also recommend popcorn. The American Dental Association lists it as a sugar-free snack and recommend it along with apples, cheese, pears, nuts, and plain yogurt as healthy low-carb snacks.
Really? Is that to gain business? Because they know I crack my teeth on popcorn constantly.
Uh-huh. I've cracked the same tooth twice on popcorn. So I'm sure it's to drive up business. Let's be honest. America couldn't leave a healthy snack alone. I mean, we all know they'd have to create a Frankenstein's monster out of it, or should I say a Rukheim monster, F.W. Rukheim, but to be precise, a German immigrant known as Fritz around Chicago. He was selling popcorn at 113 Fourth Avenue, which became Federal Street in 1871. And he eventually came up with an idea to add molasses-flavored candy to the popcorn, which his brother modified, using a cement mixer to separate the kernels. Because, you know, when I eat candy, I want a cement mixer involved. And so it was written that at the World's Fair, forevermore, we would check our boxes for toys as we cracked open a box of Cracker Jacks. Sadly, Frito-Lay, who owns Cracker Jacks now in 2016, got rid of the toys, a tradition since 1912, and replaced it with a QR download code for a baseball-themed game, which makes, you know, I guess sense because, you know, buying my peanuts and Cracker Jacks, you know, the baseball song thing. But, you know, I mean, I just can't imagine breakfast at Tiffany's being the same with a QR code, you know, like. On the invention of the Cracker Jacks, the Evening Star said, "Peanuts and popcorn were not mixed with the piety when we first knew camp meetings, nor cigar smoking and psalm singing, but the times are changed, and we with them," which is the most poetic and dramatic reading on Cracker Jacks that I've ever heard. But the Sailor Jack was introduced in 1916, along with his dog Bingo.
Based
on the grandson of Rukheim. Mm-hmm. Now there is some controversy around Cracker Jacks, though.
Of course,
because you know, it is said there is a second Chicago legend that it was not in fact Rukheim who created it, but in fact another German immigrant, Charles Carl Frederick Gunther, aka the Candyman, later known as the Cracker Jack King, which all sounds like mobster names. but I mean, I guess, you know, it would explain his anger to return from the grave and seek vengeance in all of those movies that he had Cracker Jack stolen from him. So, yeah.
Wow.
This sounds like a movie. There should be like a heist, a Cracker Jack heist movie.
I think so. I think there should be. Mary, you're in LA. Make that happen.
Oh, okay. I'm on it right now. Let's do it. I have some breaking news about Cracker Jack. I absolutely hate Cracker Jack. No offense. I cannot. It was the weirdest. I don't like the taste. Uh-huh. It just seems cruel and unusual punishment for the dear popcorn. I'm very concerned with Cracker Jack. That doesn't mean that if Cracker Jack decided to be our sponsor, that I wouldn't adore it. But I'm just trying to tell you, I don't like the taste of it. It tastes like a cement mixer it's really not good. I mean, am I the only person that I don't care about the toy? You know,
it's not my favorite, but if someone had a box, I'd have some. But I'm a diehard baseball fan. It is not something I purchase when I go to a game. Because they sell it at least in Toronto, in a bag that is far too big for me to like feel comfortable afterwards. But yeah, it's not something I like. Yeah.
I used to like it when I was a kid. I haven't had it in years. Like, do they still sell them? Are they still a thing?
They do. Yeah, I mean, they do at the ballpark. Okay. And I'm assuming they do at grocery stores.
Yeah, I mean, in Yankee Stadium, they tried to phase them out for, I don't know, some other caramel corn treat, and there were riots. So they had to bring it back. It's still a tradition. Still a tradition.
Crunch and Munch.
Crunch and Munch. That was it. They replaced it with Crunch and Munch.
Oh, Crunch and Munch is delicious. I love Crunch and Munch. Fantastic. See? That's right. I want to know who the creator of Crunch and Munch was. That's the, you know, we might have to extend this episode. It might be to be continued. Crunch and Munch. Delicious. Oh, I'm going to have to get some Crunch and Munch.
Fun sidebar. I'm going to add in my own fact. The song Take Me Out to the Ball Game is a bit of a feminist anthem. You may not know this, but it was inspired by an actress named Trixie Frisganza. She was a big baseball fan who never wanted to go home. She wanted to stay at the ballpark.
Oh, that's cool. I never heard of that.
Okay. Ladies staying at the ballpark.
And just to answer your question about Crunch and Munch, is not as fun or interesting as Cracker Jack's. It's produced by Conagra Brands Food Group. Just the product, along with, you know, poppycock and fiddle faddle.
So, fiddle faddle.
Yeah, so no weird Germans involved in this one.
Poppycock is my safe word. anyhow, it's time, friends. We're in the bottom of the ninth. Woo-hoo. Let's wrap up this season of Order Up. All right, Mary, who is our guest today? Who's going to give us our final 15,000 votes?
Well, everyone, put your hands together for Esther Sirota. Yay!
Our fan episode. Yay!
I am so excited about our guest today because this is the first time in 7 seasons that we've brought on a listener. So if you're out there and you're a fan, this could also happen to you. But Esther has been a loyal listener from the beginning. She interacts with us all the time. She's always commenting on our posts, and she has like opinions about her opinions. So I thought she'd be a great guest, and I'm excited to kind of figure this out and see how many votes we get today. So here we go. So Esther.
Hi.
I'm so happy to be here.
This is like the first time in my life I've gotten to say longtime listener, first time caller. I'm so excited.
And we're excited to have you.
So. I don't know if that aged me, but.
No, because you know. You're the youngest one here. So anyway. All right. Our first question is, it's a tricky one. What is your least favorite movie theater snack.
Okay, so get ready for the hate mail.
Okay.
I am not one for chocolate and mint. I don't think they should go together. I don't want my chocolate or my dessert to taste like what I'm going to use to brush my teeth to get it off. So junior mints are like a no-no.
Oh my.
I also am not a fan of like caramel popcorn.
Okay.
So like when they try to like crunch and munch it up or whatever, like no, no. Like popcorn is supposed to be salty.
Mm.
And I like, no,
that's it.
So yeah. Yes. I'm very weird about my combination.
Would you have crunch and munch or some kind of a caramelly popcorn not at a movie theater?
No,
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 okay.
No, 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 no.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop trying to make my popcorn sweet.
So Esther, you have a family, you have kids, and you have a lovely husband who's a very nice guy. So the question is to share popcorn or not to share popcorn?
Now, why? It's not expensive.
Mm.
It's, you know, and we all, I'm sure, I haven't gotten to hear season 7 yet.
Right.
But we all have our preferences. No, but two people probably like their popcorn the same way. So no, let's not share. I am happy to stand at the microwave at my house and make like 5-6 bags. If that's what it takes, that's fine. Like, I'll be the dispenser.
Yeah. Just keep your hands out of my popcorn. Yeah. Is what you're saying.
Yes,
I can totally, I can buy that because, yeah, I don't love sharing it either. I don't know. I think this is why it's been such a controversial thing, because people do like it in so many different ways.
Now, when my husband and I were dating,
mm-hmm.
and we went to the movies, yes, oh, we shared okay. the, you know, I guess.
Because that's more of a cute thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's more like the Lady and the Tramp and the spaghetti, you know, you brush hands and it's like, oh, this is romantic.
He's going to reach and touch something that's not popcorn,
ooh.
You know, like, it's, you know.
I wasn't going there. I was going for cute and romantic, but if you want to take it there, fine.
I really wish the listeners could see the look on Mary Kennedy's face right now.
Mary's disgusted by Lady.
No, I'm horrified. And I wish that I knew about my husband's issue with popcorn before I walked down the aisle, because it might have been a deal breaker.
He
likes to share with everybody, with the kids, because he's cheap. That's the first piece. He's got to save money. So we all got to share, right? And he doesn't like getting the thing. In America, we have the little thing where you can throw them in the boxes so everybody gets an equal portion. He doesn't like to do that because it creates too much mess. Okay, so we're going to share this. So he gets this big thing of popcorn, and I like the top with the butter. I don't like the bottom part. I like it. And he never mixes it properly. He has to hold on to it. So by the time I get to it, I get the kernels on the bottom because my husband has eaten the whole thing. He doesn't share. He should just say, I'm getting it for myself, and I'm going to pretend that I'm going to share so I look like I'm being fair. And in the end, we don't get one bite. So really, you know.
But the answer is layers. Then everybody gets the top layer.
Matt,
this is how we solve the world's problems with layers.
Layers and layers. I think we should start a GoFundMe for a popcorn fund for Mary. And
call it layers.
Popcorn at the movies. This is not fair, Mary. We're here for you. Okay. Esther.
Yes.
What is the most unusual snack you've had at the movie theater?
Okay. This might be embarrassing, but in all fairness, I was like 10 years old.
Okay.
And I went to the movies with my grandmother, who grew up very poor, but I swear she did this stuff just for the thrill. all closest to our house when I was growing up had a full-on grocery store, and it was Yorkdale, Dominion.
Okay,
we went to Dominion. We went to the deli counter. We bought like sub buns, all the meats you could want. She stole little packs of mustard or whatever. We then went, she found like a little counter somewhere, assembled our sandwiches, bought cans of pop, and we went in and like picnicked in the movie. And I will never forget it because I was 10 years old and she took me to see Pretty Woman.
Oh my God.
So it was like a whole weird kind of day for me.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, as a 10-year-old, did you feel like I've tried to bring in outside snacks for my kids and they're very much rule followers and they're like, it's illegal. You can't do it. So I have to buy, like, I can't go to the dollar store and buy snacks. I have to buy them in the concession stand. Did you feel like you were doing something wrong? Or
not at all? Okay. Because my mom, my grandmother's daughter, raised me, and my brothers and I always said to my mom, the worst day of her life will be if they put metal detectors into the movie theaters, because we were a family of six and she went in the movie theater with cans of pop in her purse all the time. Now, my mom loved movie theater popcorn, so we would all get popcorn, but she wasn't spending that money on the fountain drinks.
Right.
So, yeah, no, it was extreme. Like, it was like taking mom to the next level. It was like, oh, okay, I see where what's inside of me and what could possibly happen later in life. But, yeah, I mean, I did sit in a movie theater when I was older. I went to movies with my dad, and somebody walked in and they had fish and chips.
What?
And so the whole time I'm smelling the vinegar, the fish, the fries. I couldn't tell you what movie that was because my mouth was just watering the whole time. I just kept mumbling. He's like, you know, they could have at least brought fries for everyone. You know, like.
Well, this kind of leads into question four. Well, maybe this is your idea. Okay. So when it comes to food and drink, what do movie theaters, what do they need to offer that they currently do not?
This is a tricky question for me, because I don't know if all of your listeners have been, but like the VIP theaters now that we have here, like you can get anything, right? Like you have your whole meal, you can get drunk, you can like whatever. It's crazy. I will say I go to those theaters when I want to see kids movies because they're 18 older and then I don't have to take my kids or hear yours.
Right. Never been to a theater, so we must go.
Oh, we need to.
Yeah.
But I think they need to bring back, they used to refill your popcorn. Used to like, and they would like put an X on your bag and they would only refill it once, but they like bring that back. Like they charge us so much for everything. Yeah. Let us have free, like one free refill, right? Like that's, it's movies and popcorn. Just
and then maybe Mary could get the second batch, at least how she wanted it. Right.
Yeah. I mean, really.
And then not to throw my mom under the bus again, but when they did do free refills, she would then in her purse have cans of pop and Ziploc bags. So we can go and order the popcorn, empty it in a Ziploc bag, and then the next person could get the refill because like at that time she was really just going with my dad, but she's like, why should dad have to miss some of the movie to refill our popcorn, we'll just do it. And
your family's very, very cagey, very, very, I like it. Yeah. I like what's going on.
I won't tell you my maiden name so nobody can track them down.
No. That's wise. We're being doxxed and like a giant bag of popcorn is going to show up at your parents' house. Okay, this is the one. Are we ready for this last question, which will tip the balance of the entire season?
I'm so excited.
I'm a little nervous. Butter or no butter on your popcorn? Okay.
It's 1,000,000% butter.
1,000,000%.
Yes.
1,000,000% butter. When I told my husband that I was coming on here and this was the question of the season, he laughed for probably 5 minutes straight. And he was like, you have to tell them that you put butter on the buttered microwave popcorn that you buy. Like it's never enough for you. That like when I am the one at the microwave making everybody's, they all get theirs first. And then mine, I have a little bowl of extra butter that I melt and put on. And he's like, you're disgusting. And he loves me for other reasons, I'm sure, but yes. And when I was talking to my 12-year-old and I said to him, I'm like, well, what do you think? And he's like, mom, it's like fries and ketchup. Like you could have it without, but why would you? Like it's just not as good. And so I like Ben has definitely taken on my
yes.
Yes, it's a must. Absolutely.
Well, Esther, with that answer, which is, if I consult my notes, vote number 13 on episode 6. The big winner, drum roll, please. By one vote, it's butter.
Yes!
Butter wins by one vote.
Yes, yes,
I'm not a butter. I am anti-butter. I like dry, crunchy popcorn. I don't like stickiness on my fingers. And Mary, is this one of the first ones you've won?
Absolutely. This is fantastic. This is like winning an Academy Award. I would like to thank Esther. I would like to thank... Yeah, no, and listen, I'm with you. I do the same thing, Esther, with the microwave popcorn because that butter that's on the microwave popcorn is just buttered flavor.
Yeah.
It's we don't know if there's really butter on it. For all we know, it could just be fake and they could just do it. We don't know.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
dehydrated, I can't believe it's not butter.
Exactly. So yeah. So I have to. I mean, my grandmother would cook steak with half of a stick of butter. So that's what my Irish genes. I have to have butter.
Well, having French heritage, butter is very, I think my blood type is B for butter. And
so Mary, were you like me? And did you want to riot in the times when they were going to charge, when they charged us a quarter a pump?
They didn't do that in America.
Oh.
No, that's the only place we save money in America. Hey, you need an ambulance to go to the hospital? Nope, but we'll give you free butter.
Yeah. I can't believe butter won. I can't believe it's butter.
That's so
I'm surprised at how close it was.
Yeah.
It's
one vote.
Butter, man. It's butter.
Well, because Matt has like 14 votes with his layering nonsense.
This is incredible.
It's insane. Well, Esther, thank you, A, for being a fan. B, for the t-shirts you made us. Listeners, when Esther's episode comes out, head to our Instagram page, see the amazing shirts she made us. And I want to give a shout out to what you're wearing now. Carrie, can you describe what is on Esther's shirt right now?
So Esther is wearing a shirt that she made as well. And I do have one or two of these in my own closet upstairs. It's like a hamburger, a really beautifully designed hamburger. And above it, it says, "Is it a sandwich?" Which is a throwback to season one. And I've worn this shirt in public and I get a lot of looks and interaction. It's interesting.
I think it's fantastic.
It's great.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Esther, for the support, for being here, for being the tie-breaking vote. Woo. Butter takes it away. And listeners, stay tuned for season 8. We don't know what our topic's going to be yet, but I think we may consult with Esther to get an idea. to wait and listen. This has been Order Up. Order Up is hosted and produced by Matt Ardill,
Mary Kennedy,
Carrie Hain,
Kelly Zemeckis.
And original music is by Rebecca McDonald.